June 1st, 1904. The Huntsville School, Ellen G. White. An address delivered June 7th, 1904, in the Huntsville School Chapel by Mrs. E. G. White at Huntsville, Alabama. I am so pleased to see the colored students who are here today. I wish that there were 100 of them, as it has been presented to me that there should be. I wish there were many more here in training for service, for there is a large field to be worked among the colored people. To those who are here, I would say, seek to understand the Scriptures. God will help you. His eye is upon the colored race, and He will send His angels to open your understanding. In regard to this school here at Huntsville, I wish to say that for the past 2 or 3 years, I have been receiving instruction regarding it, what it should be, and what those who come here as students are to become. All that is done by those connected with this school, whether they be white or black, is to be done with the realization that this is the Lord's institution, in which the students are to be taught how to cultivate the land and how to labor for the uplifting of their own people. Those connected with the farm are to work with such earnestness and perseverance that it will bear testimony to the world, to angels, and to men, of the fidelity with which the land has been cared for. This is the Lord's land, and it is to bear fruit to His glory. Those who attend this school are to be taught in right lines, on the farm or in the schoolroom. They are to be taught how to live in close connection with God. The Lord says, "Work out your own salvation." How are you to do this? By doing the very things He wants you to do, that you may become intelligent in His service. He has given you talents to be improved. He has bestowed on the colored race some of the best and highest talents. He will bless in the work of transforming mind and character. Students, there is something for every one of you to do in God's service. The Lord wants you to be His helping hand in reaching souls in many places. He wants you to have an intelligence so sharp and clear that you can grasp the most precious truths, and in the simplicity of Christ, present these truths to those who have never heard them. There is great need for colored workers to labor for their own people. You can labor in many places where others cannot. White workers can labor for the colored people in some places. This is why we have established our printing office in Nashville. In and near Nashville, there are large institutions for the education of the colored people. The men who established these institutions have opened the way for the light of the gospel to go to the colored people. We want everyone who comes to this school to try to get some other one to come. There should be 100 students in attendance at the next session of the school. Will you not try in every way possible to swell the number to 100? And when the school year is over, these students should not be sent out to go where they please. They are to be trained and educated till they are able to go out into the field to work successfully for the Master. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Do not bring to the foundation that which is represented as wood, hay, and stubble. For such material will be destroyed by fire. Bring the material that is spoken of in the Word of God as gold, silver, and precious stones. This will stand the test. If you bring worthless material to the foundation, your work will be consumed. Could you be satisfied yourself to be saved and have nothing to show for your life work? Would you work merely to save your own soul? God desires you not only to save your own soul, but to bring others to Him. These ransomed ones, when the redeemed are gathered home, will be among those who will cast their glittering crowns at the feet of the Redeemer and fill all heaven with rich music. They will exclaim, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and that lives again, a triumphant conqueror." And then they will go to the ones who spoke to them the words which brought them into right relation to God and will say, "It was your influence through Christ that led me to accept the truth of heavenly origin." Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You are to fear lest you make a mistake and lead others to follow a wrong example. All that you do is to show the fidelity which God acknowledges. God has given to every man his work, and He puts His stamp on all work that is genuine. But spurious work is of no value in His sight. Everything is to be done with thoroughness. There is to be no sham work. If you will do thorough work here, Your education will be worth double to you in afterlife than if you should leave school with a superficial education, not having done thorough work. I feel so grateful that we have this large farm on which to carry on our schoolwork. I am so glad that it is productive land, but it cannot be expected to bring forth fruit if it is left uncultivated. From this, we may learn a spiritual lesson. It is my Father's good pleasure, Christ says to his disciples, that ye bear much fruit. But you cannot bear much fruit unless you take out of your lives the weeds of selfishness and sin. We do not ask what your past life may have been. We ask you to take out of your hearts, now, the weeds of evil, and let the word of truth dwell in you richly, that your lives may produce the fruits of righteousness and holiness. If you will do this, you will see in the kingdom of God the result of what you have learned on this school farm. Pull up the weeds of evil in your hearts and plant the seeds of truth. Everyone before me is to be a missionary for Christ. Students, we want you to bring others to this school, and we want you to do your level best yourselves in gaining a fitness for service. You have precious opportunities here, and we want you to learn how to train the minds and hands of others so that they in turn can lead still others to Christ and receive a crown of rejoicing. You are to be patient, kind, gentle, and yet firm and strong for the right. You are to place your feet on the platform of eternal truth, the platform that no storm or tempest can sweep away. Do you ask what this platform is? It is the law of God. He says that if you will love the Lord Jesus and keep his commandments, you will be a kingdom of priests, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. God's eye is upon all. He wants the students in this school to make all they do a means of helping them to gain an education that will enable them to present the truth to their own people. I am speaking to the students here today because I want to encourage them. They have a battle to fight. They have a strong prejudice to work against. If they will do this righteously and patiently, not cherishing the feeling that they are misused, God will greatly bless them. Students, remember that Christ loves you, that God so loves you that he gave his only begotten Son to die for you, that you might be brought into the faith. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I say again, I am so glad that we have this farm. Not long ago one came to me and said, I think it is a mistake to keep that large farm. It is not half cultivated. I think they might better sell a portion of it. That night instruction was given me regarding the matter. It was God's purpose that the school should be placed here. He saw that the workers here would not have to fight every inch of ground in order to establish the truth, as the workers in some places have had to do. The instruction was given me, never part with an acre of this land. It is to be used in educating hundreds. If those who stand here as teachers will do their part, if with courage they will take up the work appointed them, trusting in the Lord, sending their petitions to heaven for light and grace and strength, success will attend their efforts. The teachers are to be kind and tender, and at the same time, very thorough in discipline. This is most essential. Minutemen are needed in this school, men who have vitality and power, men who are prepared to use the capabilities of the whole being in active service, that everything about this school may be of a character to recommend it to angels and to men. Teachers and students will then have the satisfaction of knowing that the work is acceptable to the Lord. Students, God will help you, but you must not think that you can retain the unchristlike traits of character that you naturally possess. You must place yourselves in the school of Christ. You must learn from the one who learned from his Father. Christ declared, "As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do," in order that his Father might be glorified through the Son. Christ did what his Father had commissioned him to do. How important that we do what Christ commissions us to do. We are preparing to enter the holy city. Keep this thought in mind all the time. There is a heaven of bliss before us. Keep thinking of this, and there is a joy that we may have in Christ even in this world. To those who keep his commandments, he says, "My joy shall be in you, and your joy shall be full." Keep his commandments and live, and his law as the apple of thine eye. May God bless you all. If I never see you again on this earth, I hope that I shall see you in the kingdom of God.